The transformation of the New York State Fair begins in earnest this fall. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
There's $50 million in state money put aside towards creating a year-round, multi-use facility that the state hopes will bring visitors to central New York from all over the country. More than a third of the cash will go towards construction of the Expo Center, a state-of-the-art 110,000-square-foot multi-use building. That's according to acting fair director Troy Waffner.
It'll give us the biggest building on the fairgrounds. It'll give us the most modern, you know, be fully air-conditioned, fully temperature-controlled. And during the fair, it'll allow us to, you know, to do vendor space, to do stuff like that.
To make way for the new structure, the grandstand and what's known as the Moody Mile, a century-old racetrack, will be torn down. Beyond that, the $50 million will pay for a larger, more modern Chevy Court Festival stage, an upgraded, bigger midway area, and a new entryway that'll combine high-tech ticket sale infrastructure with a historic look. Getting down to the nitty-gritty of design starts soon.
We'll start sometime this fall with the design, and we'll start right away with the design, and then taking down the grandstand, the track, and the other buildings, and begin rebuilding, you know, over a two-year period or two-phased-in period, you know, getting some done by the fair of 2016, some done by the fair of 2017.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.